This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. Can it get any better? Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. Discover the unforgettable sensations of the Lexus Performance lineup. Explore the possibilities of a Lexus at the Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Now through September 6th, click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Hear that? That's the sound of a patient whose health data is protected from a cyber attack. And that's the sound of a financial system that's digitally secured from bad actors. Right now, there's an invisible war being fought on a digital battlefield that impacts what we do every day. That's why at Peraton, we do the can't be done to help protect the vital systems we rely on. Because if we don't, the alternative is unimaginable. Peraton.
Welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. This is a very special episode, as in this episode, we're going to talk about Fulham's first summer signing. They finally signed a player. We're going to talk a little bit, myself, I'm here solo, about Joe Pollina. Again, this has been rumored for, I want to say, about 3 weeks. Fulham finally made it official today, and I am going to share my thoughts on it. Also give a little bit of a mea culpa, share a couple polls, do a very quick show, but I wanted to talk a little bit about this. It's the 4th of July here in the U.S., and here I am talking Fulham. What could be better? Honestly, what could be better than talking Fulham on the 4th of July? Anyways, if you are watching on YouTube and have not subscribed, please do subscribe to our YouTube channel. This is how Fulham supporters can find us and other people as well. So please do subscribe on YouTube. And like I mentioned, this is not going to be a long show. I'm just flying solo here, but I've been dying to talk about this. And let's just start here because I'm going to throw up my poll. And the poll's still going on, but I think this is significant. Really, this is about, is this a sign of intent for Fulham bringing in this player? I actually tweeted out that I believe that this signing of Joe Pollina from Sporting Lisbon, a defensive midfielder, would be the first domino to fall, and how important it would be, because I felt that if they got him in, other players will follow. And this is a quality player. This is a high-quality player that Wolves wanted, and they wanted badly based on what I've been hearing. Fulham beat Wolves for this player, and that's significant. And we'll talk about why I believe they beat him. I think Marco Silva had something to do with it, selling him on the project at Fulham Football Club himself and Boa and everyone here at Fulham. Not me, but I'm just talking about in general at Fulham, why he should come to Fulham. He decided, if you watch the interview, you're going to hear that Marco was a factor. It sounds like Boa was, and he even talked to Ivan Cavallero before coming to Fulham. So he bought in. Now the question is, can we get other players to buy in? I thought they needed to get this first domino in. It's now in. So here's my poll question. Please do feel free to continue to vote on this. Do you think the signing of Joe Pollina, and I think I'm saying it right because this is how he said it, is a sign of intent that Fulham will continue to bring the players to stay in the Premier League this season. So, again, I think this is a sign of intent, but we'll see what ends up happening, what Fulham end up doing after this. There's, again, speculation, and there's also some speculation that potentially things aren't copacetic at Fulham Football Club with Marco Silva. I'll talk a little bit about that, about the speculation as well. But for me, this is huge. This is massive. I tweeted this out. I just think that, again, you needed someone, a defensive midfielder that could control everything. Now everything can feed off of Joe Polina. Now you can build around this type of player. You know, again, you have that solidifying player right in central midfielder, or a defensive midfielder. And if you've watched him, he's just a killer of just making tackles, tackling left and right. He's someone that is going to protect the back four, not just be a defensive cover, but I think he'll also be an offensive threat as well. Just watch some YouTube videos, hear some feedback on him. This is a quality player, and I think Fulham are fortunate to get him. This is one quality signing. I just look at it that way. So I'd be curious your view. If you're watching live, feel free to share your thoughts on this. But there, listen, there's a lot more work to be done, but they needed to get that first domino in. The domino is now in. So I'm pretty excited about that. But before I go on any further, I'm going to just go back on my theme on how I don't like transfer speculation and how I got this one wrong. Yes, I was wrong, guys. I was wrong. And I'm going to share a tweet that I actually sent out, I want to say in the middle of June. And this came out on another Fulham Twitter account. And I'm going to share this in a second. That's basically going to talk about how I was wrong. But I was definitely wrong about this. So I'm going to share this in a second. And it's kind of revealing. And they called me out on this Twitter account. So just give me a second while I share this. And I want everyone to see this because I have no issues of saying I was wrong. So I'm going to share this. And this basically says it all. And I'll just read my tweet, and it's come from the Twitter account, Worst Fulham Takes of the Year. So I'm up there now. The Joe Polina talk is a prime example of why I hate transfer speculation. It is obvious to me that the journalists are being used by the agent to get Wolves to move on their position. In my opinion, he will end up at Wolves, and Fulham would have been used. Boy, did I get this one wrong. I got this one totally wrong, and I did not give Fulham Football Club enough credit on this. I totally did not. So I deserve all kinds of criticism on this because I got it wrong. I got it wrong. I did not give Tony, I did not give Marco Silva enough credit that they could convince this player to come to Fulham. So that's on me. I was wrong. And for the person who tweeted that I spelled wrong. This is actually, that spelling comes from Happy Days, because Happy Days back in the 70s, the main character Fonzie would, whenever he got something wrong, he would say reluctantly, I was wrong. So this is me saying I was wrong about Joe Polina. And man, am I happy to be wrong. I am so happy to be wrong. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. I'm going to share some comments from the Fulham supporters. We have our friend Combs here. He says, looks like a huge upgrade on Surrey. I'm not trying to disrespect Surrey, though. Colm, I don't think you are. I think they're two completely different players. I don't think that Surrey's game and how Marco Silva wants to play would translate in the Premier League because he's not defensive-minded enough. They needed someone that was going to do the dirty work, and Polina is going to be that player. I think that Surrey would have been a liability in the Premier League. So I have no issue with Surrey going. I've had people say, well, couldn't you have had him on the bench? Yes. Could he have taken less? Yes. But I think it was the smart move to just cut bait and move on from Jean-Michel Surrey. Thank him for his service with Fulham Football Club and find upgrades. Colm, they found an upgrade here, I believe. Let's see what our friend and Fulham legend Rob Wilson has to say. Great signing, Russ. Look at his stats. I have looked at his stats, Rob. They are formidable. They are impressive. And I think he is going to be huge for us. Like I said, I think that this is the first domino to fall, and everything's going to feed off of Polina. I think that Polina is going to help get other players to come to Fulham Football Club, because when you get a quality player like this, other players will end up following him. So I think this is huge. Let's see. See what Paul Fisher has to share. Hi, Russ. How many signings do you think Fulham actually need? As it stands, the squad looks very thin. Paul, you are right. It's funny because I think initially I said about 5 to 6. And I'm actually going to up that now. I'm going to change my mind on this. I'm going to say anywhere between 8 to 10. They have a lot of work still to be done, my friend, because if you want to stay in the Premier League, you really need to upgrade in many places all over the pitch. So for me, they need 8 to 10 players, not all starters, but I'd say they probably need an additional 5 starters, at least that, to really solidify this team. It could be even more than that. Let's see. See what Steve Reynolds has to share. $22 million over a 5-year contract is good business. Steve, I completely agree with you. It is very good business by Fulham Football Club. Very good business. Let's see. I'm going to go back to the Cottage Talk poll that I posted here and see where everyone is falling on this. So I posted this earlier, and I do have the results so far. It's still ongoing. So where do the Fulham supporters fall on this? So just give me a second, and I'm going to share this with everyone so everyone could see the poll. I'm still a novice when it comes to sharing my desktop, so just bear with me on that. But I do plan on sharing the poll results so far. So let me just pull this up. So right now, the poll was, do you think the signing of Joe Polina is a sign of intent that Fulham will continue to bring in the players to stay in the Premier League this season? Yes is at 89.6%. No is at 10.4%. And that's 212 votes. A good amount of votes. So we'll see how this all transpires. But I do like where this is going. And I do think that they will bring in the players. And to be honest with you, there is some trepidation with what's going on with Fulham because of the fact that they've only brought in one player. And I'm going to be talking about that in a second, because there was some speculation in regards to how Marco Silva feels about all this. But before I do that, I want to go back and talk a little bit more about Marco Silva, okay? So when we talk about this signing, I think this is the beginning of him putting a stamp on Fulham Football Club. Now, you could say last season was, but I think this is building a team for the Premier League. I truly believe that Joe Polina does not come to Fulham Football Club without Marco Silva. I think he was vital in this transfer. I think he's going to be vital in most of the transfers that we see. But I think that this player is what he needed to start to build the foundation for Fulham Football Club for this season. You need a foundation piece. Joe Polina, I believe, is a foundation piece. And I do believe that Marco Silva played a huge role in this. So what do you think? Do you agree with me? Do you agree with me that this is another sign of Marco Silva putting his stamp on Fulham Football Club? I'm curious what everyone thinks about that. Because, listen, we know that the director of football is Tony Khan. But is it possible that Marco Silva's influence is coming through and Joe Polina is just an example of that? Let's see what else we have. We have some people commenting here. It says, hopefully this starts the snowball effect. Leno in goal would be massive. That's very interesting, David. We'll see if they bring that in. But that's what I'm hoping. That's my point. My point in the poll is, would this now open up the floodgates? Would it be a snowball effect? I really hope so. I really do hope so. But we shall see if it turns out to be the snowball effect, David, that you and I hope. Okay. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the transfer speculation and also the issue that we were seeing with the article from The Athletic about Marco Silva. Okay. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the transfer speculation that's been going on. And again, nothing has been etched in stone yet. And that has fans concerned. And I certainly understand that, why fans are very concerned right now about what's going on. And when we look at the transfer speculation, the one situation that keeps showing itself, and I actually had a poll about this, it involves Manor Solomon. So I actually asked the Fulham supporters a few days ago, do you think Manor Solomon will actually sign with Fulham this transfer window? And I don't have the numbers in front of me, to be honest with you. But at the time, this was, I believe, I did the poll on the, I want to say the 28th or the 29th. And it was much in favor that Fulham were going to bring in this player. But since then, we've seen all of the news coming out of Israel that things have potentially changed here. Nice might be involved. So if I'm Fulham Football Club, and I understand that they were waiting for a FIFA ruling, you get this player in. You find a way to get this player in. I think it's important. And it also shows another sign of intent to bring in a player not only that you've been linked to, but you've been negotiating with for a very long period of time. I don't care if there is a fee involved. In my book, you make it happen. If you are working with Shakhtar Donetsk, this is just my opinion, you honor that and you pay the transfer fee and you move on. Now, I don't know exactly what's going on here, but if they're looking not to pay the transfer fee and try to get him on a free on loan, I understand why you would do this, but I'm a person that deals with negotiating in good faith. And if you were going down that road with Shakhtar Donetsk, I think you should follow through with that. And you should make this transfer happen. That's just my opinion. So this Manor Solomon situation continues to go on, and I think it needs to come to fruition one way or another. And I do hope that Fulham bring in this player. I think he would be a very good addition. And then we've also seen Fulham linked to several other players, but nothing concrete. Nothing has come through yet. Again, we're all seeing the transfer speculation that just drives you crazy. But to finish up this quick show, we're going to talk about the article in The Athletic from two writers, one being Peter Rutzler. Speculation from The Athletic is that Marco Silva is unhappy with the transfer window. You know what? I believe this article. I believe what Peter Rutzler wrote. In fact, you know, I've seen rumblings myself, you know, that things might be not going as smoothly as they had hoped. Listen, it makes sense because manager wants to get players in as soon as possible. Do I think that this is coming to a head, that this might end badly for Fulham and Marco Silva? Absolutely not. I actually think, after talking to a friend of mine, that this is more like any manager wanting to get players in and being frustrated that he started training without the players that he wants. And most clubs go through with this. So I actually think I'm leaning towards more that this is the normal frustration from a manager wanting players in rather than the hyperbolic that this could be leading to something bad. I don't think it is. In fact, the signing of Joe Polina tells me that he doesn't sign. I'm talking about Polina doesn't sign if he doesn't truly believe that Marco Silva is going to be part of Fulham, not just this season, but maybe long term. So I think he was key in that negotiation. And I'm not saying he got assurances, but I think that he bought into Fulham's program because of Silva. And that tells me that whatever's going on with Marco Silva and wanting transfers in, I truly believe that this is normal what happens in most transfer windows with most managers. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Russ is being the eternal optimist. But I am not putting up the alarm bells just yet because I think other players are going to follow. And I'm so excited that Polina did join us. Let's see. All right. I'm going to share a couple more comments. This is from Colm Bugler. Maybe other than a center half and a central attacking midfielder, Polina could be our most important signing of this season. Yes, Colm, I actually think he will be. I think he's going to be one of our most important signings. I think that right now he is because he's the only one, but I think when we look back in a year, you're going to say, man, he might have been our most important signing. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm really excited about this. I think everyone should be excited with the signing of Joe Polina. Okay. This is from David again. Agree with regards to Solomon. Doesn't sit right to get him for free. No, it doesn't. It doesn't sit right for me at all. But if the player has doubts, let him go elsewhere. We need players that are 100% committed to the cause. David, I couldn't agree with you more. If you're not going to be committed to Fulham, I don't want you at Fulham Football Club. I don't know if that's the case, but we shall see how this all plays out. But I want players that want to come to Fulham and not being about simply about living in London, the money. I want them to come to Fulham Football Club for Fulham Football Club. But I do know that a draw is Marco Silva, and he's helping selling the Fulham Football Club story. So Marco is so vital, I think, to the future of Fulham Football Club. And I want him to be Fulham's manager for a very long period of time. I'm going to say that right now. Okay. Well, listen, like I said, I mentioned that this is just going to be a quick show, that I just wanted to do 15, 20 minutes talking about the signing of Joe Polina. We're actually going to have another show soon. We never did a show about the fixtures. We are going to do one. Emilio texted me, we should do a show about the fixtures. I think we're going to do this, and we're going to have more signings. But I just want to thank everyone for watching this quick video or listening to the podcast. It's the 4th of July here in the U.S. All I wanted to do today was talk about Fulham Football Club. So thank you so much for listening and watching me today. My name's Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk. It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.